Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Ken Jordan, Scott Kirkland here tonight. The Crystal Method. God bless you, fellas. I love
especially
you
tonight. Especially tonight.
There's this great... Well, see, here's the thing. Crystal Method, the Crystal Method... I don't know if you guys still live out in the La Cañada, La Crescenta area.
Our studio's
still the studio out there.
Studio's over there. It was in the bomb shelter in the front lawn.
Yes.
I lived out there for a number of years, just squatting a house with some other losers.
Wait, fill up the story about the bomb shelter. I'd forgotten this.
In the front yard, there's a...
Of this house?
Yeah, there's an actual bomb shelter front that was put in during the 61 Cuban Missile Crisis.
Some private citizen did that?
Our current landlord.
Our current landlord.
Put that in. And when we first moved in, we saw it, and we were like, wow, what a great... Maybe we could put the studio down there, do something. And she brought over the... She was really almost happy to talk about it, but she brought over this thing actually from the L.A. Times, the bomb shelter in the day, the sphere that they dropped in the front yard for like... I think it was like $5,000 or something. And that had to be like, what is that, $25,000 now?
At least. I mean, way in the 60s.
Yeah.
How
well,
big a space?
If you look at it this way, that house was probably 35, 40 yeah. grand, maybe 45.
Oh, are you kidding?
It's probably,
most.
It's probably, you know, 650, 750 yeah. now. So if you just go that way, you're probably talking about more like 50, 60 grand,
yeah.
which it really makes
great.
It even better.
It's crazy. It's like two single bunk beds, this chicken wire filtration system that's supposed to protect you from the elements.
Yeah, fallout.
Well, here's if anyone's seen Nuclear Molecules, there's big as frisbees.
Of course.
Yeah. You just put a nice cheesecloth over that opening. It'll
keep
that
everything
protects
out.
It. Yeah.
especially biomatter.
Dude, the bomb goes up, pull the shirt up over the face.
Bioterrorism, same thing.
Put your hand over.
Just
do that. If you have a handkerchief, that helps. I was thinking, speaking of all this, I was saying this to Jimmy last week, which was, you know, it's like, well, now we've gone from orange down to yellow alert. We went from high alert to guarded to whatever, and we may move down to this color. We may go over to that color. And you know when you see those films from the 50s and 60s, those school films mm-hmm. in black and white, Mr. Turtle ducks in covers, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think they're going to be laughing their asses off at us 20 years from now with this stupid color chart?
Could be.
Could be.
If
nothing happens, they're going to be laughing. Like, what retard figured out the orange versus yellow versus blue versus pink and green and keep yo-yoing back and forth between yellow and guarded? And by the way, I don't know how many more yo-yos you guys got in me. I got about one more. I'm going up and down one more time before there's just zero attention.
Oh, that or something better happen.
I'm gonna do something myself.
How big is the space?
Is the
shelter?
It's just enough room for like two double bunk beds.
But you guys, you say you?
No, we had high hopes for the space, but it wasn't until we moved in and the landlord said, "Oh, you don't want to go down there. My son used to hide silver coins, my grandmother's silver coins down there, and the lead door has fallen in. The years and years of water damaged and earthquakes.
It's scary down there.
It's scary. Just like she warned us. There's brown spiders down there. Don't
go down
there.
No.
Yeah, no.
But what a great place to fart.
And then now that brings us to the restaurant topic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you, I got stories to tell tonight. Yeah, so anyway, there's a restaurant out there called La Cabanita, which is Mexican food, and it is La Cabanita, that's Spanish for heroin. House of heroin. It is heroin.
Cabin
is heroin.
Yeah.
And it's just the best Mexican food in the world, and ever since I moved away, I've never been back there, but we were talking, trading La Cabanita stories. Me and Drew hadn't been there, but I was telling the Crystal Method guys, and they were telling me. And tonight, they brought in just an S-load of Mexican food for us to eat.
So good.
Yeah, which is it's spectacular food. And you understand why they're a hardy group, the Mexicans. You understand? This is it. And a huge range in meals. Right. Like for breakfast, Drew, sometimes they'll have tortillas with cheese, and they'll have some eggs, and they'll have some beef, and rice and beans.
Yes.
Yeah, and then for lunch, now you got your tortillas and your beans
and your rice,
cheese, and then some beef and chicken.
Occasionally
and guess what dinner might be? guess that'd be some. Well, we got some tortillas. And then we got some beef there. We got some beans. Put some cheese on that. Really? That's it. That's it. That's everything. That's the
it's
answer.
It's the greatest.
I know it's the greatest, but really, you got to have more range.
It is high calorie.
A little more
since
range
you've been there, they opened up. They have breakfast now, so they have the eggs and the chorizo, and that's where you really.
It still boils down to the tortilla, the beans, the cheese, the guacamole,
but the amazing thing is that it can be different.
It can, and
this is better.
Yes, this is
the sauces
this is a step
are
incredible. Up. Yeah. So we're going to.
It is high fat, high cholesterol, high calorie.
The doctor and here comes out.
So what? You know you're lying. All right. We're going to hear something from Crystal Method, by the way. Maybe more than one thing. Let me just tell you something funny before I forget. Besides the Rams lost, very upsetting, and then I lost money.
Double overtime,
Packers
too,
game.
Right?
It's very upsetting. Very upsetting.
But you're gonna tell the fart story.
Oh yeah, I was playing basketball yesterday, and I'm sore as hell today because I haven't done it in a long time. And I had this. Somebody gave me the yoga DVD. Like I took a yoga class with Drew once when we were in North Carolina,
that's right.
And I kind of liked it. And I've been staring at this yoga DVD, and I thought, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night I pop in the yoga DVD, and I stretch out, and I'm sore, and my back hurts, my thumb goes stretch out. Well, now I was gassy as hell, number one. And it's really
you didn't make your wife stretch you, did you?
She was doing it next to me.
I
was blowing gas the entire time. My foot around my neck and down dog position.
And laughed like a maniac.
Well, twice as funny because you got some homo, he's wearing a tank top and doctor scrub pants, and he's like, release all the... It's like crazy novelty gas. So, but here's how the session ends. My relaxing yoga session ends with me in a sort of half lotus position. Already just drove the wife out of the room. Just one too many parts. Doing a thing where one hand's on the small of the back, the other's grabbing the opposite knee. You're bending, twisting, turning, looking behind. Look, release, exhale. As I look behind, I see a big bug on the wall. I'm like, all right, this got it. No. I hop to my feet. I grab a glass. I pull it off the thing. I throw it into the toilet. I'm thinking I'm going to flush it, and then I realize I got to take a leak, and now I'm taking a leak on the bug. And I think to myself, this goes against all the teaching of yoga. Like, one second I'm in the lotus, now I'm taking a leak on a beetle.
Oh no! It actually sort of embodies the teaching of the yoga, which is. That soon shall be you. Next go round.
See,
Adam. You think being peed on now is a tough time.
Right.
Wait till you come around in lives as a bug.
But it's so, this is why you can never escape. You're horrible Americans. We're all horrible. So you turn, you're like, I'm relaxing. What the hell's that bug doing? What's it in here? Hey, you're going to pay. No way. This is bug free. I'm going to take care of this. Pow. Next thing I'm whizzing all over bugs. All right. Hey, good times. Hey, Crystal Method, I want to talk about you.
No, you don't.
All right. But what did you think of my yoga story? That was great.
That was
right?
great. I do the same thing with the glass, with the getting the bugs or spiders.
Right.
When they start coming down from the ceiling, when you get the spiders coming down, get a cassette case, if not that we really have that very many of those anymore, or glass and do the thing and take it out. I always try to save the spiders because I always think that the spiders are going to take care of the rest of the bugs.
Right.
So I try to. I don't kill the spiders. I just take them and put them outside. And
they always say that. They're like, well, the spiders eat the bad bugs. But when do you ever see them doing any? They're never mopping up. They're bothering you.
There's no shortage of bad bugs.
Who
takes care of the ants?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like, listen, spiders. Look. Here's the deal with the spiders. You get on those ants. I got no problem. I got no beef with you. Invite your friends. Come on over. But I don't see you doing anything. You're just sitting up there. You're with the dust and the webs everywhere. And I started putting them outside, too. And then I think I started recognizing the same ones coming back.
Exactly.
And I was like, "These are." It was like illegals coming over the border. We throw them back. Then we catch the same guy again. At a certain point, I just had to do the urine toilet thing. And that's my new spider thing now. And, you know, my karma's ruined anyway. So I might as well just keep going with the mop-up and the bugs. All right. Oh, yeah. Crystal Method, by the way, is going to be at the Virgin Megastore in Stockton Stockton, San Francisco? Stockton, then San Francisco?
I think the street is Stockton.
Stockton Street in San Francisco,
yes.
Stockton is the street that the cable cars go on.
Yeah, the big Virgin Megastore.
All right. Well, it says in Stockton. Stockton's a city, too.
Yeah, it is up north, right? Yeah.
All right. Confusing. So, anyway, that's January 13th, which is...
It's like Union Square.
This Tuesday. All right.
Yeah, Union Square. Yeah, it's Union Square. Yes.
Oh, that is beautiful. Hey, Jasmine?
Yes?
You're 20?
I am.
What's up?
Before I ask my question, I just want to tell you, Adam, I think you're a genius, and me and my boyfriend miss watching you on The Man Show, and we refuse to watch it now.
All right.
Whatever.
They show reruns of it. You can see that if you want.
I know, and we do watch those. And we watch Crank Anchors. Bertram is our favorite character.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Question.
Okay, question. I've been sexually active for about 4 years, since I was 16. And I used to be able to orgasm very quickly. And, I mean, now it's much different. And me and my boyfriend have been together for about 7 months. And... It's very rare that I even orgasm. And, I mean, I don't think it's that I'm getting older. Because last year I was in a relationship and I didn't have a problem. But now that I'm in this relationship, I rarely orgasm.
So you think it's this guy?
I don't know. I mean,
Has anything else changed? Are you on any medication?
I've been taking birth control.
Is it a new type of birth control for you?
No, I've been taking it for about, since I started dating this guy, actually, I started taking it, so.
No, I understand, but that's new for you. Mm. It's
oh,
a new pill.
Yeah,
Which one is it? Which
Tricycline low?
Yeah, sometimes those things can shut people down. Usually it actually enhances a little bit, but some women are shut down by it, and that may be the whole thing.
What about, you mean, is this through intercourse or through oral sex?
Through oral sex, it's easier. I'll get off, like, much quicker.
Yeah.
Or I'll get off. But, like, if there's no oral sex involved, I just...
All right.
Well, that's sort of normal.
Join the rest of the country.
Yeah, sort of normal, but it may be the pill. It may be the pill that's changing your receptivity.
Right. I know that's normal. I'm just wondering, because I didn't have this problem a year ago.
Yeah, so. I'm saying the pill. I'm saying the medicine.
Now, what about just, the ever-evolving vagina?
It doesn't evolve like that.
No, it heads the right direction.
It heads
right?
towards stuff falling out or
it's
orgasm
toward
orgasm.
Out.
It tends
toward away from.
It almost was like she wanted us to sort of dig a little deeper and try to figure out what because she kind of understood that
Jasmine.
Yes.
You want us to dig a little deeper?
Well, I don't. If you want to, but I don't think there's anything else wrong with me.
Well, we're thinking more about this relationship.
Never listen to Scott.
Not a, don't worry, I won't.
Mental note. Oh, wait a minute.
But Adam,
verbal
Adam,
note.
What? When it comes to food.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's just our, like, chili relleno mule. But we shouldn't listen to him.
He didn't pack these, did he?
I don't know if he keyshed them or not. Still better than most Mexican you eat. All right, hey Jasmine.
Oh my God.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, this stuff from La Cabanita was Scott's ass. Still good. Still a cut above Casa Vega. All right. It's really. They all got in Mexico.
How many
times restaurants start with house?
Yeah.
As they all do? House something?
Same in France,
we
though.
Whatever. House of Sizzler, House of Denny's.
House of Waffles.
Well, that's a House of Waffles, but that's, you know, we got your Denny's and your
Pancake
Sizzlers
House.
And your Bob's Big Boy.
Pancake House.
It's only flat breakfast confection where we put our house. We have rules. Mexico's everything's house this and
but
house
they
that.
Only have tortilla and bean and
that's
rice
true.
And meat
not,
at those houses.
Not a rangy group that way.
Only at the house. It's not a house. They don't have that food.
Right. I always like that when you're at the Mexican restaurant. You want some dessert? Let me guess. Flan. Might that be Flan? Like some white yogurt. Some guy blew a snot rocket that tasted a little like honey on top of it.
The fried ice cream.
Yeah, fried ice cream is.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good.
They have that at La Cam.
I never get to the desserts. I'm always so full from the
Here's all I'm saying. Make the move toward the cobbler, the apple pie.
Fried ice cream. That's a good deal. You ever had that?
Yeah, I have. And they do the same thing at the Asian joints too, with the ice cream ball that they fry. It's a novelty. It's a novelty. But we can all agree a nice slab of pumpkin pie would probably hit the spot. Just break down and do it. You see what I'm saying? Just do it. Just go get the good dessert. Get a piece of German chocolate. They make. Here's what I'm saying. And then we're going back to the phone. But here's what I'm saying. You live in Mexico, or you live in Taiwan. You'd like to drive a German car.
Right.
Why? They make a good automobile. Doesn't make them superior to you. They happen to do the car well. That's their thing.
And the cake.
And they do a good cake. They do a good
chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Particularly. Yes.
Here's what I'm saying. So here's the best of all worlds. You have yourself a nice chimichanga. You finish with a nice piece of German cake. You see what I'm saying? Just like you want to drive that German car when you're there. I live in the United States. Want the German car?
Yeah.
They do the best one. Yeah. Just figure out who's the best. That's what you do. All right. Things are going to change soon.
Pablo.
Hello.
What's happening, Pablo? You're 25.
Not much. Just hanging out. What's up, man? Anyways, I had a question a two-parter question. It's mostly about semen. I was having sex with a condom, and then I was done. I took it off, and 15 minutes later, I needed to use a condom again. I didn't have any more, so I used the same one.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do with the contents?
It stayed in the condom.
Smithsonian.
I didn't want to, squeeze it out.
Jizz Museum and...
Maritime Museum?
Well, there's two. Yeah, there's one in Pueblo, Colorado. And then the other one, I believe, is off around... We're Port Hueneme. San Pedro. Yeah, go ahead, Pablo.
It all stayed in there. I didn't want to try to get it out and contaminate the outside of the condom.
Interesting.
Diabolical.
So I left it in.
Yeah, diabolical. It is certainly not an advisable... Listen. What do you think?
And by the way, isn't that like putting your foot into a shoe you vomited in?
A little, yeah. It was like a soggy shoe.
It's more like a diaper you've soiled.
Listen, I'm just going to beat off over here, baby. Well, I'll catch you. I'll give you the big deuce next time. I'll come prepared.
Yeah, Pablo, you were there. How do we know how pristine the outside of that and whether
or not... I did a pretty good job. I was just wondering, how long does semen live outside?
Until it dries out.
Yeah. Really? Because I thought it was on the inside of the condom, so it probably didn't dry out.
No, that's right. It's probably quite healthy.
So as long as it's mushy, it's
as long
still
as mushy,
viable.
It's viable. That's right.
Right.
Pablo's
okay.
Law.
Also,
right.
Another part, I had some lacerations on my hand.
Yeah.
And when I would masturbate, sometimes semen would get. I had stitches. And
get into your wound, so you get pregnant that way.
Right.
No.
Give birth to a thumb.
So what's
yeah.
The question?
What is it? Can you get an infection from it?
Yeah. Can it cause some infection? Is it like you
that's
know?
Sterile.
I know if you get poo in your blood system, that's it. You're
gone. Yeah. Well, you're not
that.
Gone,
that's
but
it. Yeah.
But poo has got bacteria in it. Poo is outside the body. Semen comes from inside the body. This always freaks Adam out to hear this. But
well, the idea that there's parts. Tell him the parts that
well,
are
the
outside
tube,
the body.
There's a tube from your mouth to your anus that is outside your body. So the esophagus, stomach, small bowel, the lumen, the interior of that is not inside your body. It's not a
outside.
Sterile space. It's it's outside your body.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the tube runs through your body, the tube itself, the inside of the tube, is outside your body. And so bacteria and all kinds of funky things live there that couldn't live in your body.
It's like our sewer system.
Absolutely.
But the semen,
the bladder and the testicles and the seminal vesicles and all that stuff, that is inside the body.
Let me say
what comes out of there, if it's not infected
that's
already by some STD or something, that's sterile.
That's like our plumbing, basically, and then their sewer.
I could, let's say this too, by the way.
No,
not our plumbing, but
let me give you an example. Let me give you an example.
I'm just trying to.
I could eat these chili rellenos here, and I could then pass them, and then I could form them back into chili relleno shape and cover them with red sauce and offer them to Drew. And if Drew said, "Have these been inside your body?" I'd say, "Oh no,
no,
they never have been inside
and
your body."
And you feel perfectly, I would
no culpability.
Now,
none whatsoever.
I cannot say that what goes in your mouth is not changed by the trip. through the juices of the stomach.
Snapping in my body.
And the bacteria in the bowel and the absorptive surfaces and whatnot. So,
all right.
There you go.
So, anyway, best
use a condom properly.
Yeah.
Stuck up on condoms next time.
Thank you. Trojan condoms. Good job. Good time.
And what about, speaking of putting some semen into a cut in your own hand, what if you hadn't done it in a while? Could you give yourself pink eye? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess you could. First of all, it can irritate. The semen can irritate. Number one. Number two, there can be chlamydia in there. There is an eye infection of chlamydia and gonorrhea, too, so that's the problem.
It's got to be nice. Like, nice explanation. What happened, Bill? Pink eye. What happened? Bad load. Jesus Christ. Oh, no. It was me. Jesus Christ again. Oh, no. My load.
The guy runs away with his hands in his ear.
Yeah. All right.
Quick Germany or Florida.
Oh, Germany or Florida? All right. You guys are fans of the show. You know how Germany or Florida works. Amber?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yes.
Germany or Florida? Go ahead.
It's in October, an imprisoned 31-year-old child molester scheduled for a routine court hearing was temporarily placed in a holding cell with 60 other prisoners, among them a 22-year-old man who immediately recognized him as the man who had molested him when he was 11. The man started punching him and knocked out a tooth before he was restrained.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was here.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah,
sounds,
it was here.
Sounds Florida. And Ken seems to know, but we're going Florida anyway. It sounds Floridian.
Yeah, it was Florida.
There you go. Good time.
That's how you play Germany or Florida.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
The guy beat the crap out of him.
I'm sure that happens a fair amount, because if you are sexually abused, the risks of truant behavior and sociopathy are higher, and then of course the guys who did that stuff are the guys that ended up in jail too.
Yeah, there's a certain element of that. Jeffrey Dahmer was killed horribly in the joint. He was beaten by, and everyone's like, yeah, what do you know? There you go. It takes all kinds, doesn't it? I mean, like, you hear these stories, and no matter what you want to say, no matter where you come down on the death penalty, no matter how you feel about life, or whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, or whatever, whenever you hear about some guy like that sort of getting his comeuppance, you're always like, great. Hey, the system's working.
Mm-hmm.
Or something's working. Maybe there is a God. Jeffrey Dahmer got a mop handle put up his ass. Maybe there is a God. Still outside the body, though, right?
Outside.
I'm going to take this mop handle, I'm going to put it outside your body, and I'm not going to use any lube.
It will remain outside your body.
All right, that's my promise. The Crystal Method is here tonight. We're going to hear something off the new CD, Legion of Boom. We'll hear that right after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ken and Scott both here tonight. The Crystal Method. Yeah. And I see, I'm never sure if it's like up on the board there, it says Crystal Method. And then sometimes it's the Crystal Method. But is the Crystal Method or is it Crystal
Always
Method?
Always the.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Legion of Boom, name of the new CD. Where is this new CD? Do I have it? Drew, do you have that there? Is that
it? That's it right there.
Yeah.
That's smart. And we're going to hear something off it after one call.
Okay.
Yes? All right. Let's talk to Kevin, who's 20. Kevin?
Hi.
What's happening?
I interned for the Washington Post last summer, and I got into an elevator with Tom Shales, and I got into a conversation about showmanship.
Oh, shut up. Are you kidding me?
Swear to God.
Wait.
Drew, you got to stop and tell the story. Tom Shales is a critic for...
Television critic.
He's a television critic for the Washington Post, and I think he's syndicated.
He's actually a smart guy.
I'm sure he is, for a fat homo.
Does that make him not smart?
No, just you know, I'm entitled to my opinion, just like he's entitled to his.
Just because...
Anyway,
he didn't like you.
He likes to smoke a little pole, I'm sure. Look, his business is his business, you know. The point is he wrote this great. Drew, he got you into it.
I know, but I actually admire some of his stuff.
He's the smartest fat homo there is in the land. You know, there's no doubt about it. He's a genius. But he wrote this article about the Man Show, a review about the Man Show that was so scathing and so personal. And he didn't. He left Jimmy out of it.
It was you and me.
He just turned to me and he just called me
Neanderthal,
a wolf man.
No showmanship.
No showmanship. That's how. That's where the homo part crept into my head. You're 2001. He's complaining about showmanship on TV, and just went on and on and on. Just it was just a personal attack.
Didn't quite have that Liberace quality.
Yeah, I know. What am I? A cane and top hat, and a cape. Have some guy take my cape, like my squire takes my cape when I come out there to do the Man Show. No showmanship while I'm chugging beer. And then he went in to talk about Loveline, and then started getting into Drew, which is me basically. He described Loveline as me sort of, I don't know, making fart,
mouthing off or something.
Mouthing off while a while Dr. Drew
smugly preens
next to me. So
smugly preens.
So it's like Drew just sits there with his arms folded with a puss on the whole time I'm yelling at kids. Smugly preening Dr. Drew. But anyway, so ever since then, I've just been like, hey, Tom Shales can kiss my hairy ass because F him. And everyone does this thing with these critics where they're like, well, don't be mean to him, because if you're mean to him, then they'll say something else bad about you. But it's like, my attitude is F you.
Well,
and by the way,
you know, just because he was personal, you don't get personal back.
No, screw.
He's not a who knows what
he's
a bad guy or not a bad guy. You don't know.
That's the thing about Tom Shales. If he's listening, if Tom Shales ever wants to meet me anywhere,
or be on the show, how about have him on this show? How about have him on this show?
No,
oh, come
I'd love
on,
to kick his ass. I would love to kick
now
his ass.
Now you're taking it. Now you're being. Now
I'd
you're
love
being.
To beat that fat ass's ass. I just love to. I would love to. And if he'd ever agree to it, we'd do it man to man. I'd sign some papers. Just take him somewhere and just give him.
Yeah, but you need fat.
Yeah, whoever he is. I don't even know what he is. I know I'll kick his ass.
I've seen him do his commentary. That was good.
It's a delight. It's a genius.
I thought it was good. So anyway.
Big fat homo.
Yeah, we don't know anything
about him. I'm entitled my opinion, just like he's entitled to his, right? We both do shows, right? Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, so exactly how you said. I said, Adam's not doing vaudeville. He's not doing Vegas or Cirque du Soleil. He's trying to make people laugh. And then he went into a thing where he called you no talent. I said, listen, this guy with no talent has three successful cable shows, a popular radio show, and writes for a late-night show that's already 10 times smarter and more clever than Leno, and has the potential to be better than Dave Letterman. And then he said something like, I would think, like Lauren Bacall or Katharine Hepburn were saying, said, well, I never, and just walked out. And it was a great moment.
Well, I never, I think. That's what you do, like, when you're living in the 30s.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for sticking up for me, Kevin.
Can I ask you one more question? I'm sorry.
Well, that's not his question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know your other partner and Crystal Method former employee Jimmy Kimmel wrote for a little bit for Jon Stewart for the Grammys. Do you ever come to that thing, write for award shows?
Crystal Method knows Jimmy, the Crystal Method, from back in the radio days in Arizona or Vegas?
Vegas. UNLV. KUNV.
Right. Right, and you guys. Now, what is that story?
It's a good one.
Jimmy says I fired him. So,
oh, really?
Yeah,
he probably did.
Were you a program director?
Yeah,
almost everyone fired him.
Yeah.
I my gardener I spoke to speaks broken English, but he mentioned yes, he got it. He's like, oh, you see, know Jimmy? Yes, I fired him.
Funny thing was,
everyone's fired Jimmy. Yeah,
funny thing was, is
thousand jobs
when Jimmy was doing the sports. So
right,
that's when I thought I met him for the first time.
Here.
Oh, we're at like the Weenie Roast or something. I'm like, Jimmy, big fan. You're really funny. And he's like, Ken, you don't remember. I'm like, what are you talking about? you fired me.
Yeah, we were doing Kevin and Bean, and he was doing sports, and he came over, and he's like, yeah, you don't remember me, do you, Ken? Ken's like, no. Hey, Jimmy, big fan.
No.
You fired me back in a few years ago. And he actually said it, and he spoke of Ken in the Playboy interview.
Yeah.
And told about how Ken Jordan from the Crystal Method fired me.
Yeah.
Great judge of talent.
I got let go by a guy from Kaja Gugu many years ago. Did I ever tell that story, Drew?
I thought it was Scritti Politti.
Oh, Scritti Politti, I mean. That's right. Who the hell knows that band anymore?
That's my point.
All right.
Who knows
what
Kaja Gugu is?
The point is Jimmy's been fired from almost every job. Possibly every job he's had, really. I mean, that's usually the reason he moves on. But, you know, he's... he's durable, that kid. What can you say? You know, he's and obviously he's bounced back from the Ken Jordan firing, and Ken evidently hasn't. No, Ken is doing. Everyone's doing their own thing. That's the beauty. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. And succeeding.
All right. All right. Where are we? We're going to hear a song.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. We need to hear a Crystal Method song. Off the new CD, Legion of Boom. This one is called Born Too Slow. The Crystal Method. Legion of Boom is the name of that CD. Who's singing?
This guy, Johnny Garcia.
And how'd you find him?
He used to be in this band called Caius, and Caius later on became Queens of the Stone Age.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. And this is a real cool, like, desert rock band, you know, but we heard his voice, and we just thought, you know, it's so crazy, it just might work, you know.
Really?
So.
Wes Borland, formerly of Limp Bizkit, is playing guitar on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he out of Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been out for a while.
All right.
He's got a band that he's putting together, I think it's called Eat the Day. Hopefully we'll be hearing something from them soon.
Yeah, you know, I had this theory about if you name your kid Les, he ironically is going to do more in life. Les is a very strong name for some reason.
Interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why
it's funny,
that,
the working title of that song for forever was called Wes is More.
Wes, his name's Wes, but for a long time, the working title was Les is More.
How weird is that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, see? We're all...
Hey, man, we're all just connected.
Synced up.
Just like that beetle I took a leak on and then flushed out.
It must be the Cabanito food.
It's the Chili Reno's coming through.
Yeah. Let me tell you my karma payback, though. Parking ticket out in front of my own house when I came out tonight to go to work. Yeah.
You know who called that one in?
I have no idea who called it in.
One of your happy neighbors.
Well, let me say this about that. I see these vermin known as parking enforcement personnel roaming around at night up in the hills. They don't need to be called. They don't need to be summoned.
They're
by the way, I don't know if you call the cops and say, listen, I came home. The house had been burglarized. I need to send a patrol car up here. They'll tell you it's going to be about 4 to 6 hours. If you call and tell them my neighbor's bumper's hanging 3 feet into the red, hurry before the car's running. They may move it soon. I bet you get a guy lickety-split up to the house to collect $35 from the neighbor.
What's in it for them?
It's a great system.
Otherwise.
That's a very good point. And you know what we need, by the way? Ah, this is a good point, because Drew and I always talk about when there's no incentive, everything goes to hell. Like cable companies, for many, many years, you could kiss their hairy, lazy ass. Like they would just look you right in the eye and tell you, we'll have a guy out between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. And he'd be like, you understand it's a work day, right? I mean, I got to go to work. And they're like, yeah, well, what are you going to do? I thought, well, how about you write it down in a book? By the way, we're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about 2 weeks from tomorrow. Just go ahead and put it down in a book. Hey, that's it. What are you going to do? Hey, have fun watching Ben Hunter on Channel 5 at noon. Hey, enjoy. I think he's going to show a Doris Day movie. Yeah, enjoy. No, you need cable. There's no other cable. Kiss our ass. And then satellite TV comes in, and of course all the cable guys are now backpedaling. Here's what we got. We're good guys now. Of course, this is what happens. They need incentive. Well, let me tell you something about the police department. No incentive. They're not battling against another police department. That's what we need. We need another LAPD who says,
we'll do a better job.
Takes those guys 6 hours to make it. We'll make it in five. You know, put a little fire. You see what I'm saying? And then you go, I'm going to call the good police company after I get robbed. You know, incentive.
Good idea.
A little something.
You know, there's a business here, a private police company.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, be like
this
RoboCop.
Is why you finally can get your own police squad car.
I want my own guys. Yeah. Pull me over. Oh, it's you, Mr. Corolla. if you're gonna drink hard liquor in the car, Mr. Crowley, you may want to dump it into a Coke can. Just a tip. Have a good day. You want an escort to the airport? All right. The Crystal Method is in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Two of the nicest guys in techno and house music. Kenneth Scott. And I think I know all the tech house guys.
Met them all over the years.
I think I met them all. And this is definitely the best. And as we always talk about, you know, you would never guess in a million years what these guys do for a living. Well, I mean, as I say tech and house, is that all right?
Sure.
What do you want to say?
Electronic.
Electronic.
Yes.
The electronic guys are usually... they're high, like most of the time. They're weird. They have a little
tweaked.
English accent. They're a little tweaked. They're kind of pompous. They're, you know what I'm talking about. We've had these guys, you know. So it's a nightmare. It's like whenever they go, electronic guys, holy Christ, I'm going to get some attitude from the guy with an affected accent.
Mr. Adder.
Yeah, and I will never have heard of the guy, but he's the best. Yeah. He's the best. He's the best. No one's better. He's the best. Yeah. And no one else has heard of
famous
him, but he's
huge
the best.
Huge
he's the best. He's the greatest. Yeah, and he's nothing but attitude. He's really boring. And even though all he does is scratch all day, somehow he's twice as smart as we are. I hate those guys, but not Ken and Scott, not the Crystal Method. These are your, this is your dad's electronic. They are blue collar, they roll their sleeves up, and they get down to scratching and sampling, right?
Exactly.
That's right. And these guys you can hang with, and not all doing the, you know what I'm saying. All right, where are we? Where are we
taking
going?
Taking calls.
Going talking to Andy. Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, 14 from La Crescenta.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard you're from La Crescenta.
Well, the Crystal Method guys settled there in that region, and then I flopped there for about 3 years in a house off of, like, Lake Street up there.
All right. I have a question.
And tonight we're eating food from...
La Cabanita.
Yeah.
From that area.
From La Cañada?
Yeah, near there.
Yeah, that's where all the rich people live.
Right.
Yeah, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if gay people choose to be gay or are they born gay?
Well, let me kind of turn it back on you a little bit, Andy. Can you choose your attractions? Can you choose what kind of women you're attracted to?
What
can
if
you
I choose said what I was going to put my penis outside of your body? What if I said that, Drew? That'd be okay, right? Yeah.
Are we negotiating the penis?
No problem. Outside the body. No harm done. Drew's, he's allergic to my penis. He's sneezing over there. Why, Andy? Is it, are you just curious? Or?
Well, my science teacher said it's like a big debate between scientists.
Well, it's not really that much of a debate anymore. There clearly are some biological elements there.
The debate is within like religious groups, moral groups.
Well, the debate is whether
the biological part.
Well, that there's certain structures in the brain or different sizes and whatnot, and the question is that genetically induced or is that again some element of the environment? Adam and I, from talking to people for many years, it's pretty clear to us. Some people are just gay. That's it. And some people have some sort of traumatic experience that affects their sexual orientation. But you know what? They're just as gay. You know what I mean? They can't undo their attractions any more than
maybe gayer, because that's gay with a vengeance. But you know, they got molested by their uncle for 6 years, and now it's game on.
Yeah, and no more can Adam take away his attraction for breasts, right? Can you be not breast attracted or breast obsessed?
I think if you put a bullet in my head about 20 minutes later, I'd not be into breasts.
Yeah, if we took out part of your brain. Yeah,
so you'd have to put the bullet, and you have to kill me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and so Andy, could you be changed in terms of what you're attracted to?
No, you can't
get him off. But the question is that something? The question, the reality is that whatever is in the moment probably can't be changed. Although there's some debate about that, but the reality is the prevailing wisdom is it can't, and how it gets there, whether it's environmentally or genetically induced or both. And as with every human behavior, there's probably elements of both.
Right.
It is what it is, and you can't really change it. We don't know how to change attractions.
Right. All right, but what about the biological part? There was some discussion some years ago about some part of the brain that were finding something. I can't remember what it was.
There's been multiple observations of pineal glands there.
They never find anything, do they?
No, they found some lot of little things, and they're different. They're there.
But isn't some of that caused from skull effing?
No.
I mean, you ever...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, because that happens.
And, you know, and the Hawaiians got upset
through
by stuff
ear,
you said.
The
Hawaiians are upset.
The ear.
Yeah. And
the ear,
you don't expect to hear anything from the
Look, the gays have a sense of humor. That's why they call them gay. But the thing is if you were molested, it might not be enough to make you gay unless you kind of
had some genetic predisposition. Yeah.
Right. Drew, like, for instance, you're a man of deep passion.
Deep.
Yes?
Extreme.
And all the molestation in the world couldn't have gotten you gay. Couldn't have made you gay. Yes?
I don't know.
Should we do a little experiment? we'll be outside. My fist will be outside your body. I can guarantee you that. All right. Let's move forward. We need to move forward. Yes?
Yes.
Deanna?
Yes. I have a question. My boyfriend cannot choose between his ex-fiance and me.
Mm-hmm. How old is your boyfriend?
20. Right. We're talking about marriage,
sure.
And his ex-fiance come over to his house yesterday.
Hold on. I don't want to correct you, but
she's come over.
Over to his house. Done come.
She went over to his house.
It's. I don't want to correct you again, but it's trailer. It's done come to his trailer. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I don't know what to do because... He's having mixed emotions.
Yeah, you want us to tell you what to do?
Yeah.
Dump this guy.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Did you have a sudden...
The idea that the guy is... he has an ex-fiancé
that he's still courting.
The idea that a 17-year-old is talking about this guy and his ex-fiancé.
Yeah.
This idea that you're 17 and your man has an ex-fiancé is probably...
bad, and he's still seeing her, and he wants to marry you while he's saying, no, that's a disaster.
That is
he hasn't talked to her in like a year, and
until last
out of
night.
The blue, she showed up.
Yeah, what do you want to bet he's been talking to her?
Yeah, well, why did she show up?
I don't know.
Why did he say she showed up?
Well, I was at his house when she showed up.
Oh, boy.
She's been showing up for a while, Deanna.
Oh. Well, does she live around?
No.
All right.
She lives.
Okay, who broke up with who? Why is she his ex?
She broke up with him.
Ooh.
Because she's, like, mentally unstable or something.
That's what he says.
No, that's what she told me.
Are you his current fiancé?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys are engaged?
Yes, but we're not going to get
married until about 2 more years.
2 more years.
Yeah, we're going to be engaged for
right.
a long
wait,
time, see how it works out.
It's probation, and then as soon as the house arrest collar comes off, you guys go down and find a sea captain to marry you. Right. What's this guy do for a living? Something with a forklift.
He's a computer technician.
Uh-huh. He operates a computer with a forklift. Computer technician. What's he doing? He's not doing it. He's working at Radio Shack. He's handing out batteries, right?
No, I don't know what the name of his company is, but he's a computer technician making $70 an hour.
Holy
building
mother.
Computers.
Mother Pearl. All right. Well, he's a keeper then. Don't let him get you pregnant. And what are you doing? Are you in high school?
No, I'm out of school. I've got a job. It's not a very good one, but...
All right.
Arby's.
That's right. Where do you work? Just for fun.
Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno. Oh. Man, they didn't work the casa in there, though. That's a twist on the Mexican restaurant.
Taco good.
If you start the name your hut with taco, you don't put house.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, it's like really that's as good as you could do. Good taco, good taco. That's the name of your restaurant. I like when the Mexicans went to all the crazy stuff, like the pollo loco, the loco chicken, yeah. And all this stuff. There's this one plot that got a gordo chicken, a fat chicken. Really, that's great. That's a great name for a restaurant. Fat chicken. That's great. And, oh yeah, and the painting of the chicken being chased by Mr. Pig. Genius. That really it makes me hungry. When I think about the chicken wearing lipstick, I get hungry. And having cleavage. Very exciting. Tempting. Now I really want to eat and beat all. All right, the Crystal Method is here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Ken and Scott both here tonight from the Crystal Method. You guys watch football over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. 4th and 25, that game earlier, that Philly.
Oh, my God.
Green Bay gave away that game.
Yeah, they did. I don't know what the percentage on the completion of, you know, picking up 4th and 25. I mean, the league average on 4th and 10 is probably about 30%. Maybe 25%. 4th and 25 is I mean, percentage wise, if you converting a 4th and 25 has to be under 10%.
Oh yeah,
and there's been a fair amount of that this season. I mean, yeah. Just some crazy ass plays. Oh, the Rams game. I want to kill myself after that goddamn Rams game, and then I lost $500 today. That's what I did. Here's all I did. Here's my football weekend was big Rams fan. Want to see the Rams win. Of course, that didn't happen, and very heartbreaking from a very heartbreaking perspective. Then I want to see the Patriots lose. And of course, they won. They win like they always win. They just always win. Then it happened. Then today I thought, okay, well, I'm 0 for 2. I'm going to make myself feel better because I'm going to bet Philly. I'm betting Philly. And I'll put $500 on Philly. And here's the thing. They're at home. They're going to explode.
Yeah.
And Favre's thumb's bad. He's been riding a dream for about 3 or 4. But he's due to have one of these games where he throws the bad interceptions. He tries to squeeze it in. He tries to do too much sometimes. And Philly's going to roll. This is it. And no.
3 points.
They're lucky to win. But yeah. The spread was 6. So there you go. Big weekend.
Who beat Minneapolis?
Big weekend. Minneapolis. Minnesota?
Minnesota, I mean.
The Cardinals beat last game of the year. And that's the other thing, too. The Green Bay backed into the playoffs. They weren't even supposed to be. If stupid Minnesota had beaten the Cardinals like they should have, not only should they have beaten them, it was a last play Hail Mary thing, that Green Bay shouldn't even be there.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's... All right, when it's not a sports show, but when is Philly... Philly, when is Philly going to just get it together and sort of dominate? Like
hopefully the rest of the season.
You're
like
at home.
Like they were supposed to.
You got the best quarterback in the league. What's going on? You got a great defense. You can't beat someone 27-10. The guy's dad died 10 minutes ago. His thumb's falling off. They're basically a 500 team the whole year. You're at home. Really? You got to win that one on a 4th-and-25? What's up?
Yeah, I know. They were behind the whole game.
You know, here's the beauty, too, is once I was done knowing I wasn't going to get the spread, then I wanted, you know, I wanted Green Bay to win, which, of course, made it. It's great when you're betting. You though, you're going, what are you guys kicking a field goal for? You go for the end zone. It's like, oh, it's great.
You know, Tom Morello is a big Rams fan. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, really? And, big Rams fan?
Yeah, huge Rams fan.
Wow.
Something to talk about with him.
I didn't know that. And by the way,
I think they like nothing institutional.
Yeah, that
no, he's a huge Cubs fan. I think I saw him.
Any smacks of an institution? I thought they were like, again. Yeah,
I think Tom was holding up a sign at that last Cubs Marlins game, and Tom was holding up a sign and said, "We shall overcome." And he's a huge Rams fan, and he's an even bigger Lakers fan.
Really? Well, a local boy. So you've left him out here?
I think, well, he grew up in, well,
Chicago.
Get my Tom Morello a bio. I think he grew up in the
Harvard graduate.
Yes.
Wow.
And
he's
he grew
smart
up in
guy,
the,
likes the Rams. Mm-hmm. And listen, here's my thing. As I said many times, I grew up a Rams fan. I grew up in Los Angeles, and they moved. We don't have another team, so I'm just devoted. You know, I like the team I liked when I was a kid. That's all.
You like Roman Gabriel and Jack Snow?
Everyone gets mad at me, by the way. It's like, what are you doing? They moved.
Vince Ferragamo.
You should be angry. Yeah, okay. Like you and your fantasy football picks over there. You calls your teams we all the time. We need to get some DBs in a kicking game. And then we'll be Yule, Ruby.
Hey.
Ruby?
Hey, what's up?
You're 22. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin, and I'm 4'8". I'm a really tiny girl. Mm-hmm. And, I was just wondering, is there such thing of girls, like, never having sex at all? Like, it hurts them too much, so they just can't ever have it.
No. Well,
look, first off, half the people that called the show got raped when they were 7.
Right.
You know, so they were 3'2". You know, you're 4'8". You're giant compared to them.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of women are looking for anatomical sort of a satisfaction that she doesn't have to look very far for.
Yeah. You get there. Yeah. Well, what's the deal? You're 22, so you're little. So what?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Everyone always tells me, I'm going to break you in half and stuff.
That's so. Just guys screwing around. Yeah. Were you sexually abused growing up?
I was just touched by my cousin.
All right. Well, the sexual abuse hasn't.
That's on the new fall lineup, by the way.
Touch
new,
inside.
No, touch by my cousin.
No, touch by my cousin.
It's an hour.
Ruby, that has way more to do with your fears and concerns than your actual stature. Plenty of small people have satisfying relationships.
Oh, they say there's a lot of dwarfs doing porn.
Yeah.
I condone it, but I still watch a lot of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm just
Trying to figure out
why. That convinced her, Adam. That convinced her. That's good.
Well, you gotta use the kind of logic that works on our listeners. There's dwarf. It's a huge industry. This dwarf porn, and these are women that boy, where they go? You know, 38. 32, 33 inches. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we applaud you for not acting on, because both Ken and I listen to the show quite often, and you'll find someone like yourself who's called in and has been through many abusive relationships because of their situation when they were younger.
Yeah, there's sort of two ways they go. They either go through deprivation or hypersexuality, or back and forth between.
I catch them during the dormant deprivation phase. Yeah. So it's the same, whatever, I catch them where the same things I catch the crocodiles in when I go to the zoo. Hey, is he dead? No. Well, I've been throwing stuff at him for a while. Yeah, he's not moving.
You should see him an hour ago.
Yeah, and by the way, how about a little heads up when you go to the zoo? You know, this stuff's not moving this month. You know, like, you know, Disneyland goes, the Matterhorn's down. The Matterhorn's shut down. I'm not going to go. I'll wait till it opens up. The crocodiles are shut down. They ain't moving. Everything's in their cave. Nothing's going on. Don't go. That's all I want. It's a little heads up. Little heads up. All right. So look, she needs some therapy for abuse, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
It couldn't hurt. Yeah. And then feel free to have a relationship.
That's right.
All right.
Probably there's more relationship stuff going on too.
Well, if you look at it this way, I mean, if you look at it that you, not only you have the type of family, not only where there was sexual abuse, but then you got the kind of family that thinks that's a decent enough idea. You know, I mean, forget about the actual physical aspect of the sexual abuse. What about just the emotional part of growing up in a house where that's okay, that's tolerated?
Or you don't feel comfortable coming forward with it.
Right.
You're telling somebody about it.
All those things. Yeah. And psychologically, by the way, when you got the stepdad or the biological dad that's having a pass at you, imagine a feeling living under the same roof as the guy. You know, you're leaving the shower and running to your room and slamming the door behind you, hoping he doesn't, you know, he hasn't had a few beers and doesn't get a glimpse of you. I mean, imagine what it's got to do psychologically. Hmm. That's why I want the broomstick outside of their body once they're in prison. All right, let's talk to Joe, who's 17. Joe?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
This is Joe. First of all, you're my hero, whatever. But thanks. The other thing is I have no sexual drive with whatever. At all. Yeah.
Are you on any medication?
Nope.
Are you normal stature, normal size?
Normal size, everything.
Do you have normal body hair distribution, that sort of thing? Have you ever ejaculated?
Yeah.
Really? Not for you?
What? No, not really.
I had the exact opposite reaction. I was like, oh, yes, this is it now. There'll be no more school, no more work, no more conference. As a matter of fact, I got to get busy. I got to get going. This is it. I found this.
Too much thinking.
Yeah, that's it. I'm busy. That's it. Game on.
Joe.
Yeah. So what do you mean? You just ejaculate. Joe, you're like, Come see. Come see. I'm going to take it or leave it.
You said you watched some porn, and what happened?
It's nothing to me at all. I'm not gay or anything. It's just,
yeah, it sounds like there's something biological going on, Joe.
I smoke, though. That's the other thing.
Smoke weed?
I smoke, though.
Cigarettes or weed?
Yeah, cigarettes.
Cigarettes shouldn't do this. Not at this
age.
Not
17.
It eventually will do it. But,
yeah. Be in your 60s.
Yeah.
But look, Joe is 17 years old.
Yeah.
He doesn't have some sort of thyroid condition.
He might have prolactinoma or something shutting his testes down. There's all kinds of hormonal changes that can do that. Hormonal problems.
A 17-year-old guy should be going out of his mind.
An unsatisfying orgasm is a biological event. And What's that?
I used to drink heavily, too, but I just quit, so.
Did you do a bunch of ecstasy?
No, I don't mess with any of that, no.
Acid or anything like that? What?
I used to smoke weed, but quit doing that, too.
How long were you smoking weed for?
Just all last summer. And then I quit.
Why'd you quit everything? What happened?
No, I was just smoking weed, and I said, forget it. I'm going to quit this because I want to get a job. So,
And were you sexually more involved sexually before all the substances?
Yeah. I still like if I see a girl, she's hot, but, you know.
Yeah.
Are you depressed?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. How often do you beat off?
I don't at all, actually.
Okay, we got to end this conversation. So I'm going to strangle this kid. I'll throttle him with my bare hands.
Yeah, Joe, there's something going on.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Now, what do you do, though? They go to a doctor?
Yeah, you go to a doctor and say, they need to check a thyroid level, they need to check a prolactin level.
All right.
Just for starters, and a testosterone level, because something's up here. And, it needs to be checked out. There's a book called Man Made. I hope it's still in print. It talks about what it's like to go from somebody with exactly like Joe because of a prolactin tumor to having it taken out and taken care of to the testosterone turning on, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we had that guy in here,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did. That's right, Ken Baker.
Ken Baker, the jizz maker?
Mm-hmm. Now he is.
Now he is. That's right. That's his new name. The guy had a prolactin secreting tumor mm-hmm. or something, and he had no drive, had no. He wasn't.
He wasn't interested in sports. He wasn't interested in anything. He would date girls. We didn't have the same. Didn't seem as excited about it as the other guys were. You couldn't understand why he was
a better life. If you think about it,
not as distracting.
Not as distracting because, first off, I'm very upset over the Rams loss. Then I got to come out of the down dog position in order to kill a beetle. you know, then I come outside and I see a parking ticket on my car. I start going berserk. You know, these things are all
three times.
Masturbate three times.
Sorry.
Yeah, put a zero behind it. The point is all this would go away with just a little estrogen, right?
Or a little less testosterone. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that hair.
Oh yeah. How dare you? Drew makes fun of me, but Drew has no hair on his show. Show him your arms. Look, you'd be happy if your lady had this kind of hair distribution on her forearms. Like, turn that forearm inside, Drew. Is it bare, right? Is it completely hairless?
Is it blonde or is it nothing?
It's hard to tell because there's nothing there. No, it is a light. It's a light colored hair. You can see it on top of the forearm. But I mean, wait, have you ever seen a guy with the? What's going on?
Not since high school.
Even
no, I got leg hair.
You got leg hair?
Oh, here we go.
You should see the crack of his ass.
There you go.
You should see the back of his sack. No hair. Oh, don't believe me. Go, Drew.
All right.
Well, anyway, not normal hair distribution on Drew, but yet a passionate man.
That's weird.
Very passionate man. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Jimmy. He's 24. Jimmy.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good. What are you doing?
No, I just got a question. My girlfriend won't let me come inside her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together for 3.5 years, and she's on the birth control pill. And she's on it, you know, because we don't want to have no juniors running around.
Well, that's a good reason to take the birth control pill. Generally, that's...
Yeah. No, she doesn't want to have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How much?
I guess you could use it for that.
And I understand that, you know, I don't want, you know, I'm a little worried. I don't ever want to get her pregnant either, you know. But mm-hmm. she uses it regular, you know, so. But, like, the withdrawal method, mm-hmm. is that really making that much more difference?
What do you think? Once I mean, look, if she's on the pill and she's taking it the right way.
Forget, it's plenty. You're as close to 100% as you can be.
Because she's really worried about it. And I like that way, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
she's responsible that way, too, and that makes it.
Yeah. Is she overweight? Is she heavy?
No, she ain't overhead. No, she.
Because that's the one thing I've not stressed on this show over the years that can affect the efficacy or the effectiveness of the birth control pill.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, not a lot have been made of it in the medical literature, but recently they've been making more of it, that some of the failures may be the fact that larger, heavier women may not have enough.
Is she maybe worried about something else and she's just not telling him?
Hmm.
I mean, like this relationship going on?
No, like, I don't know. Like,
has he been wearing a condom?
Was worried about him screwing around on her and then...
But he's not wearing a condom, though.
He's been pulling out for 3.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pulling out.
What she worries is getting pregnant.
And that's it, period.
If, you know, she always thinks, oh, there's that chance. And I understand.
All right. But on the other hand, you know, would you once... If I'm a girl, I don't want some... I don't need someone finishing off in me. You know what I mean?
But it's outside the box.
Is she into oral, his girlfriend?
Well, let's see. Jimmy?
You know, on the side.
Yeah, over here, buddy. Is she into oral sex?
Yeah, she does that. You know?
Is she like you to do it to her?
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
Okay. All right. Well, good. She's fine.
She's good times.
I do think that people take the pill. They're not aware of how effective it is, and they're just not going to tempt it. And if there's nothing in it for her to have finish up in her, just get out of there. That's all.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Whatever.
Like I said, I don't have a vagina, but sometimes I think, what if I did? And then I think, yeah, I wouldn't want anyone finishing off in me. And then you get up, and it's here
coming
we go.
Out. Yeah, it takes all kinds.
Yeah, we need that. And by the way, can you ever really get to the? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Get out of a towel nearby.
Trying to clean a vagina is like trying to clean a Coke bottle out. You know, I mean, you can rinse it out, but you can't really get up in there. Get up in there.
No, and there's lots of folds and things.
Yeah, it's always going to be in there. It's going to be in there for a while.
That's the idea.
I know, but I'm saying it's like I can't get any. I get a little bit of jizz on my belly. It's there for 3 weeks. I can't get it off of the, you know, hot water and a loofah. It's still there.
Yeah.
It could have, if it was up in me. I'd never get it out of me. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, maybe we should hear a Crystal Method song.
Is it time?
I think it's time. Yeah, it's about time. I mean, we're We ran a little late with the first one.
Okay.
But doesn't mean we have to make that same mistake twice.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Friends of the show brought a lot of Mexican food.
Smells so good, too.
And this really is like $100 worth of Mexican food,
wow.
too. Yeah. I'll be taking it home. Hmm. And I'll be eating it, too. You ever screw up and leave the stuff in your car?
Sure.
And then eat it?
No.
I eat it. I still eat it. Because my thing is like, hey, it was a cold night. Cold night.
Oh, one night. Yeah, I've done that.
One night. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cold night.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
no problem.
Your car's just an icebox with wheels.
No problem.
That's all. It's
sure.
a Frigidaire with power steering. That's all cars. Originally, cars were called refrigerators. It's true. You see how the light goes off when you shut the door?
It's like a refrigerator.
Same thing. It's a rolling refrigerator.
If we're going to play it, we should play it.
All right. I love Anderson.
We will play it. We should play it.
It's still better than the go to calls. Go to calls. Not funny. Go to calls. All right. Let's hear
Somebody's
something from the
it,
Crystal Method. I know. Everyone's thinking it. This is off the Legion of Boom, and this is the American Way.
It is.
everybody. The Crystal Method. Legion of Boom is the name of the new CD. Going to be in San Francisco doing a little signing on the 13th, 6 o'clock. That's on Stockton Street. If you're in the Bay Area, you can... well, can you go to, like, thecrystalmethod.com or something?
Thecrystalmethod.com, yeah.
Do that and find out where they're going to be. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Scott and Ken here tonight from The Crystal Method. Legion of Boom, name of the CD. And Drew's looking through something. What do you got there, Drew?
This is pertinent for the next call.
All right, here we go. Look at Drew reading the board. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
Hey, not much, guys. I love the show.
Thanks.
My question is, I still live with my mom right now, and she's had genital herpes since I think I was about 12 years old.
Well, you gotta wear a condom. You just I don't care if she's
and
your mom.
And a dental dam.
If you go down, oh come on, Drew, you won't go down on your mom, but you do have to wear a condom. If you engage in anal, it's well, I'm just saying it's the same. It's a risk. Yes, Drew.
Yes.
All right. Any other questions, Mike?
Well, I try to stay safe on that.
All right, smart.
Can I contract that from...
There's the crank kicker's call.
Or could maybe I even pass it on to my girlfriend without even contracting it?
No. You'd have to contract it to pass it along, unless she got in contact with something your mom had been using. There is some risk of using, say, wet towels and that sort of thing, that it's on a moist surfaces, it could be potentially transmitted. Is she taking anything to reduce the outbreaks?
Not that I know of. I'm not sure if she does or not.
What Adam was alluding to that I reached for here just before your call came on is an article just came out this week in the New England Journal of Medicine about valacyclovir, a medication for... antiviral medication.
Reddit.
Yeah, and it will just once a day with that medicine will significantly reduce the risk of transmission of herpes. So if
I've seen the commercials, the chicks kickboxing.
Yeah, if you are involved with somebody who has a genital herpes, this can really looks now. Finally, we were able to prove that it will really reduce the risk of transmission.
Isn't this a little bit too much information between a mother and son?
Yeah.
Where'd that come
up? We got to look into this because once in a while, like I've even learned. Not to ask what the procedure was when they go, my neighbor Nora was in the hospital for a small procedure. Yeah, that's great. I wish her well. God bless her. Because if you say anything, like, oh, really? What's wrong with Nora? Our fallopian tube exploded.
Vulvoplasty.
Vulvoplasty. Yeah, it's always something. So, papa, I didn't want any down there. Discussion. I don't even like the menopause. You know, it's all weird. It's all weird.
I've got a story. Well,
yes. Yeah, well, think about it.
Okay.
All right. Then, well, because again, I don't need to hear the stuff about people's parents.
It's a little different about the kids.
Mike.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. You know, my grandmother. Holy Christ. She. After my grandfather passed away about 5 years ago.
Okay, I remember this story.
She was grief stricken. They'd been together for like 40 years, and she said. Everywhere I look, there's something that reminds me of him. I open the closet, I see his overcoat. I go into the den, I see his books. I open the medicine cabinet, I see the vaginal lube. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Oh, my God.
Holy Christ. Are you trying to F with me, old woman? You effing with me? Is that what this is?
So, Mike, how did you learn
about
your... You
don't want me to beat off. Come out and say it.
Mike, how did you learn about your mom's infection?
I sort of figured out exactly what she had myself because I was having a discussion with her a long time ago about why she divorced my dad, and he's a big alcoholic.
Yeah.
And I had always known that, and she told me that he had given her some disease, and just over the years I sort of put together... It wasn't really a mystery to me. I just sort of always... out he had done something horrible to her, like cheated on her, and I knew he had cheated on her once or twice eventually, and then I just sort of figured out he must have given her herpes or something like that.
Well
why something like that?
Yeah, I mean that...
Why had you jump to herpes?
No, I asked her.
Oh.
And she said, yes, I have herpes?
Well...
Vaginal
she
herpes.
Just said, yeah. Yes, I asked her if she had herpes.
That's nice. This is, by the way, why you need to move out at 20.
Yeah.
Because you don't need adults living in your house shaking you down. You know, hey,
Mom. Well, when you run out of conversation and you're like, oh. Nothing else to talk about. Well, what about that?
Gotta go to herpes.
Stopped hanging together.
They're not hanging together?
Stopped hanging together, yeah.
Yeah. A
little inconsistent, but let's move on. All right. You want to bust him?
Yeah. All right. What was your story? Did you have a story?
My kids found South Park.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize how raunchy that gets.
They're in the South Park. I'm putting the lid back on the Mexican food because I'll be eating it.
So, you know, I realized that if they're going to watch this, I got to watch it with them and sort of go over stuff and monitor it.
Sure, you got to monitor.
How old are your kids?
They're 11. And it's a little rough for them. And I was taking them to school a couple days ago, and my daughter starts, you know, they've got a band called Finger Bang.
Oh, on South Park.
Yeah, and she starts singing Finger Bang in the back of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, hey, look, guys, this is what I'm concerned about. I do not repeat the things you hear on South Park. We're going to have to watch this with you guys from now on. She keeps going.
And so, by the way, it's finger blast, sweetie.
And I go, look, for instance, she starts going, well, what's the matter with that? Why can't I say that? I go, all right, here you go. It implies touching a vagina. And the had barely came out of my mouth when my son starts screaming at my daughter, Paulina, you made me change my screen name, my instant message screen name to Finger Banger. I told you something wrong with that. Screaming, going crazy. Turn the car around. We got to go change it. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh. So no more Coxman. Now, hello, Finger Banger. Wow.
Yeah, that's the influence of South Park. And there you go.
God bless Comedy Central.
Yeah. A little PO'd about that. But
Look, I don't even know what the hell are you supposed to do these days?
It just gets in. You think it's cartoon. It's cartoon. No, it's like, what?
No, mister.
Yeah, it's got the M-A.
Yeah, but
something.
If you're not sitting there when the M-A comes on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me say this.
12 episodes later, I saw that.
The foil take-home container that's... I'm sorry. I'm on to this.
Yes,
I'm done with the finger banging.
Yeah. It's got to be reinvented, isn't it?
I don't know. This is the foil pie tin, essentially, with the plastic cap that goes under. And the big breakthrough is that if you can get the plastic top back underneath it all the way around,
which is
about as easy as threading a pair of sweatpants with the drawstring, you know?
Yes.
That's it. And then it's going to take you 40 minutes to bend the lip.
It hurts if you cut your fingers.
And by the way, this not going to make it in the microwave without catching on fire, sparks flying. But really, we can't as a society. And all it takes is a little shot, little lateral force in the tacos and whatever the contents is. But we got. I don't know if we got to start incorporating Velcro. I don't know what we got to do. We got to step
do better.
Up.
Got to do better.
Right.
They used to have that styrofoam, and then you'd get home, and it would spill over. So this is an improvement from what was there before, but still we haven't.
Well,
this
is why we need to like have some sort of symposium where we call the world's inventors and we put them all under one roof and we start explaining to them stuff like
a few things we need.
Yeah, here's a few things we need, and we can say like for instance this, you know, I don't know, hold up a shoe, leave it alone, we're done. Wait, we're done. Toilet seat done. No more padding.
Ooh,
no,
I thought of an advancement in the toilet.
Nothing. This needs work. We'll hold up the styrofoam one, and we hold up the foil one, and go immediately. Get to work on this.
Now, we live in a part of the country where water is a big deal. There's droughts and things in Southern California. And when Adam and I were growing up, tons of talk about the toilet, right? Remember that? Put a brick in your toilet.
Yes.
And don't flush the toilet. Mm-hmm.
Don't flush the toilet. Yeah.
Why don't we have adjustable flushes? You know, a urine flush, a moderate poo flush,
right.
A big jump.
They have that all over Europe, right?
Yeah, there's two things.
Two
I saw that in an Italian restaurant. I thought, oh, my God, this is genius.
Yeah, you're right. I ate Mexican.
It's like the half flush and the full flush.
Right.
It's the urine flush and I ate Mexican flush.
There's the vegan flush. Yeah, this is I had a little tofutti. And like a Nilla wafer flush, and then there's we went by the smorgasbord at the dunes. Flush. There's that flush.
The chimichanga chocolate cake.
Yeah, Vegas flush. Buffet flush. Yeah.
Cabanita flush.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. Well, look, I do my part. I pee in the sink.
Right.
I've been saying it for years.
You're right.
I stand by it. I'm an American. It's what I do. All right, ready to keep rolling here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get me started on the toilet stroll. Dave?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm having some discomfort with my testicles.
Both of them?
Yeah, when I'm sleeping and when I'm sitting.
Well, hold on. I got to get the other lip underneath the foil thing over here. It's going to take a few minutes. You have needle nose pliers?
Do you know that thing? That thing, there's no name for that thing.
No, it is. It's the S word.
Yeah.
It's S. It's an S container.
Because I was thinking, how do you describe to people what is? Yeah, if you don't, pie tin is not quite what
it is.
It's
a foil pie tin with a lip on it and a bad plastic cap.
Can put them all into maybe two.
Too late.
All right. Dave, here's the deal. The most common reason for aching testes would be epididymitis or prostate problems, or there's other things like that that can occur, but it's something that needs to be checked out. You might try a little Advil in the meantime. It can be infection sometimes. And if it's on one side more than the other, you worry about things like torsion, twisting of the testing, or even tumors sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was worried about, is it might be twisting. Would I definitely know if they were twisted?
Well, they wouldn't both twist. It'd be one side, and then it hurts like hell.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It'll go up into your abdomen, and it's bad times.
You would know that.
But it is something that should be checked out for you, right? In the meantime, you said it's bad at night. You wear, like, those support underwear, like briefs.
Really?
I wear boxers, and it only hurts when I'm laying on my side.
Well, wear the briefs. It helps some support the lymphatic drainage.
Look, I've never been cool enough to wear the boxers, and my problem with the boxers, they feel like they're riding up, and then the fly always comes open,
and out comes.
And your dork starts hanging out inside your pants, which is bizarre. It's unnerving feeling. I'm just saying.
And the rest of it's crammed in your.
Right. The brief part to me, I like a little something. Otherwise, I don't know. To me, it's like, look, if you're just gonna wear. Once you just wear two pair of pants, then, if you're going to wear the boxers. Like, I understand what that does. Like, here, your nuts and weenus can swing freely inside of this encirclement of cloth. Is it so you don't S up your pants? Or, like, what? Are you not wiping? Or what do you need to buy? I don't understand the boxers. Other than, you know, you think you're going to get laid that night, and, you know, you want to look good when you're taking your pants off, but just... For you, do you really want what's the boxer for?
The boxer briefs.
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Yeah, the box. Yeah,
that's
boxer,
the way to go.
Boxer briefs. Yeah.
The problem is that's confusing.
By the way,
they're confusing.
But let me say something about the boxer brief. And the boxer brief is essentially briefs with some leg on it.
Yeah.
You know, they're sort of a cotton cycling shorts, basically. Mm-hmm. Boxers have been around 200 years, maybe 150 years. The briefs had been around a couple hundred years. They could have stumbled onto the boxer brief pre-1997. You know what I mean? Somebody could have put that peanut butter and chocolate together in the 70s. I would have had a much better childhood with a boxer brief. Really? This is what we're working on? It took this many years to figure this out?
If you're meeting of the world's experts, inventors, if they'd met sooner,
right,
you could have presented this to them, they would have solved it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's that would have been a great example. Right. Where were you jackasses? How come it took Calvin Klein and some sort of homoerotic epiphany to dream this thing up on his yacht in 1996. What were you a-holes doing? I was looking like an idiot, my tidy whities in junior high, or having the thing, or having the boxers right up my ass and having my penis hang out of the hole.
But be fair. Your mom's gonna pay $9 for a pair of underwear.
Oh,
no.
The Corollas?
Yeah, are you kidding?
Are you kidding? No, I mean, the day I
went. You never would have seen those anyway.
Marshalls carried the damaged seconds, the ones where, well, these ones are permanently inside out.
One leg.
These are inside out on both sides, or one leg is down to your knee, and the other one's up high up your thigh. You know, yeah, there would have been, or these ones have been used. We got these from a hobo.
Army surplus.
Surplus. Yeah, then they would have gone for them, sure. All right, let's say, or maybe if Tough Skins or Super Denim, if JCPenney had come out with their own crappy knockoff boxer brief, my folks would have gone for it. All right, we'll take, they're no idiots, by the way. We'll,
can't take them in.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Crystal Method. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Who's being driven crazy by medical headlines.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a medical headline. It does not exist.
Why not?
Because anything that is a breakthrough has to be reproduced over and over and over again, and then tried clinically, and then fit into sort of clinical standards and standards of care, and proven, have a track record. And if there's a breakthrough, every doctor knows it immediately and starts using it. And then after 6 months of experience, then you say, okay, this is what we're going to do from now on.
The funny thing is when some medical companies produce their own news story and then release it to the media, and the media basically just runs
it. It drives me insane.
Runs the tape exactly the way it was.
That's why I'm doing a lot of work with CNN right now, and I'm the anti-headline guy. Because there's not – I first observed this about 15 years ago when they – or maybe 12 years ago when they decided – antibiotics are going to cure ulcers. Well, again, we've been treating these bacterial infections of the stomach for years before that headline came out, and it's an adjunctive treatment. It just cures everybody out, but there never will be a medical headline ever.
Let me ask you this. How come they never come up with – I mean, here's all I'm saying. How come – you know, when I was a kid and I was playing Pop Warner football, if you drank water, you'd cramp up. Don't drink the water. Rinse your mouth, spit it out. Then, of course, that goes to hydrate yourself. Then somehow that goes to people aren't drinking enough water. You should be drinking 8 big, tall tumblers of water every day. Now everyone's drinking a ton of water. They're drinking it in their car. They're carrying it with them. They're drinking it at work. Now everyone's getting fatter and uglier, and all we do is drink water.
Right.
And then there's also this. You know, it's all about carbs. Bloating. Yeah. So, you should have a bran muffin for breakfast. You should have a hot cereal, grain, high grain thing at night. You should be eating pastas and all carbs and all. Now that all goes away, and then it slides into we got to get protein. It's all about protein, and then the fish oil is going to do this. Just think about this goddamn glass of wine they've been arguing over for 50 years. It's good for you. It's bad for you. It's good for you. It's bad for you. It's good for you. It's bad. Coffee they can't figure out. MF and coffee. 1 minute it's good for you. By the way, I'm just not taking any chance. I'm drinking a lot of wine, a lot of coffee, and a lot of red meat because I don't want to take any chances. But the point is, they can't even decide on that.
Of course.
Yes, nothing's a headline. Yes. They just make it a headline saying, hey, everybody, glass of wine turns out to be good for you. Then 6 months later, hey, everybody, alcohol's been linked to, hey, everybody, you know, just shut the F up. They got nothing to say. And by the way, really, it takes them this long to figure out that all these carbs are making people fat? I mean, we're well into the 80s and into the 90s, and they're still talking about having big pasta dinners instead of having steaks or, drinking tons and tons of water. We're well into the 80s and in the 90s, and they're telling you just drink tons of water. What's going on? Has anyone come up with anything decent?
the problem is we are too preoccupied. We're so spiritually vacant that we're so preoccupied with living forever. And then the idea is, now I hear a lot of, oh, yeah, the human's designed to live well past 100. Really, why don't we say that about our cats or our dogs? You know, they live 14 years, and then that's it. That's it. And you try to make that comfortable in the disease process of aging later. You sort of stretch as long as you can, and it's dignified, and that's that. That's the way the human is, too. We live about 80 years.
To be fair, humans don't have to contend with the being backed over while napping thing. That whereas cats, that's a large...
Important.
That's
important.
A killer. Yeah. I mean, whereas we
they
rarely...
Don't, cats don't smoke.
Not... My cat smokes. Yeah. Well, my cat dips. You see, I got him
True.
Off the... I got him off the... I'm actually in a smoke list to back
Stuff,
him out. But
yeah.
It turns out less than 5% of humans are backed over while napping. I mean, cause of death-wise, it's more heart failure and things like that. But cats, it's up there. And always kind of funny when you do your own cat. I mean, let's face it, everyone smiles just a little bit when he's like, yeah, the kids are heartbroken. Whatever. I was running late for work. I backed up. Yeah, it's tough, Phil. It's always a little bit funny, right? You're back over anything?
No.
Thank you. Marla?
Hello?
Let me ask you a question, Marla.
Okay.
All right. I don't need Marla for this. I'll just post it to the room. I was thinking about this the other day. What percentage of people have hit something living in their car? And I mean, I'm talking about a deer, a raccoon, a bird, a pigeon, a ran over something, backed over something. And if we do decide that most people will or most people have, and maybe there's one guy that hasn't, but there's another guy who's killed like Noah's Ark worth animals in his truck, what is the average age? You know, what's the average age? The average driver says, I've run over something that was alive.
25.
I was thinking 24.
Yeah.
So let's call it 24 and
okay,
a half.
24 and a half.
Scott, Ken, any thoughts on that?
I think it depends on what part of the country you live in. I think if you're living
I
in the middle.
I know, but most the whole thing.
Well, you know, we're talking about males, though. Because most males have hit the road at one point or another between 16 and 25.
Yeah,
so it's usually when you're driving 80 miles an hour in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You hit something.
Hit something, yeah.
Yeah. I've yet to run anything over, by the way.
I hit a bird.
Hit a
fly
bird.
Across the road in, like, Nevada or something.
Yeah.
I just flew right in.
All right, so you got one kill.
Yeah.
I've seen the bird sticker on the side of your car.
That should count for, like, double. It's hard hitting a bird.
And it hit like, the old Z car. It hit, like, you know, those two rubber bumpers in front?
Yep.
Hit one of those rubber bumpers.
Wow. Did it slow down or do anything?
We're going to slow down.
All right. Scott, you hit anything?
No, not yet.
No, me neither. Maybe it's older than 24 and a half. It could be older. We're going to look in this. But nationally, yeah, you're right.
Okay, Marla, now you got 1 minute.
Sorry. Okay. You ever hit anything in your car, Marla?
Well, I was in a car with someone else driving, and they ran over a bunny once, and then somebody else hit a raccoon.
Two.
That you were in, so it's like you're some kind of curse.
Maybe.
Some sort of nature vehicular curse.
So what's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, my boyfriend, he is probably a sex addict. He says he was diagnosed as that when he was younger. And he yells and screams and has all these outbursts, you know, and he says it's because he's not getting enough sex. But I don't really feel like sleeping with somebody who's yelling at me all the time. And when he's
Understandable.
Yelling, it's not about the sex. It's about anything he can possibly think of. And he just fires off these horrible insults, you know, just anything he can grab.
This is much more than just sexual addiction. Is he an addict to something else right now, too?
Oh, yeah. He's an alcoholic. He's a gambling addict.
Yeah, Marla, this is about that. Sex may be a piece of the big addiction sort of menu here, but he needs to get into a 12-step program. Your relationship may not survive his disease.
Okay.
Well, all you can do, the only thing you can do to get through this and to increase the probability that he will get into treatment,
blow him.
Go to Al-Anon. Go to Al-Anon and just work. Get a sponsor yourself, work a program. That may get through to him. That's
by the way, treat this guy like a, you know, he's a lemon. I mean, you're 26. Mm-hmm. It's fine. If you don't have a bunch of kids, just go find a new guy. All right, we'll be back. Everybody, I want to tell you to all go out and buy Legion of Boom. This crystal message. The Crystal Method is a friend of the show. They bring top quality Mexican cuisine into the studio almost every time, and that stuff doesn't grow on trees. In other words, you buy the CD, they buy the Mexican food. You stop buying the CD, the red sauce dries up. Yes, Drew?
Apparently.
Yes. All right. God bless you, too. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You made me change my screen name, my instant message screen name, to Fingerbanger.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.